You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
The snap, the kick, it's been blocked again! How about it? It's been blocked again! He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be gone! It's a touchdown! And the Gators have won the game! Tyreek Cleveland, how about it? I can't believe what I just saw!
Dropping back the throw, pops and fires the ball over the middle.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, it's another episode of Game Day Eve. Corey is tied up this afternoon, so this is Dan.
Delatory, I'm out of the rhythm.
You are.
And you're Jay Scar 2-5. Just because you out of rhythm don't mean we can't keep it the same, baby. Yes. What's going on with y'all boys, man? Game Day Eve.
It's back. We're here. We're doing the thing. So big game against Texas tomorrow. Nick has prepared for Parents Weekend, apparently. Nick, were you approached in the bathroom?
No. So, listen, I don't need to defend myself. I'll be 37 in November. I look great for 57. I get that. I ordered my coffee, then told the girls who I work with in the office, hey, Matt Wyatt, do you want anything? One of them called me. So now I'm getting an order. That might have led to it. Obviously, my beard is white, so that could lead to it. But, yeah, that was – not a great way to start your morning. Just a random mom out in the wild walks up to me. Are you also here for Parents Weekend? I said, No. But I live here.
Oh, yeah. And I am a parent.
17 years away from a college Parents Weekend. So
yeah, but every weekend's Parents Weekend for you, Nick.
Yeah. Tough morning for your boy. The day's gotten better, but tough morning for your boy.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. Nick, did you order a Long Island iced tea for lunch?
No, I'm at the office. At the office. I'm working. Two friends of mine called. They were like, hey, come join us. I'm like, it's 1:30 on a Friday. Some of us are working. I got stuff to do. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, we're drinking Long Island iced tea. So I was like, you are in your late 20s, early 30s. That's not your order. And they thought my take was egregious. And I think a Long Island iced tea, sure, that's your thing. Drink what you want to drink. I remember ordering them when I was 17 or 19.
If it's the same friend we have in common, I believe he's at Mother's Pub right now.
Yep.
My former place of employment in Gainesville, actually.
No.
Different.
They're at Mother's North. Mom's OG.
No, okay. All right, never mind. Same general idea. But, anyway, we'll get into the game. Florida versus Texas tomorrow at 3:30. Yours truly will be there. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again and looking forward to spending another enjoyable weekend in Gainesville. But before we kick off this show, this episode of Game Day Eve is presented by the Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group. Group of former attorneys that used to work on behalf of the insurance companies have switched sides. Fine for the other team now, swinging for the opposite fence, and they're there to protect you. So whether it's property damage, flood, wind, sinkhole, whatever it might be, the Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group is the smart choice when your insurance company needs some tough love. So give them a call. Again, that's the Dykus Burke and Lewis Law Group at 727-258-0043. All right, gentlemen. Number nine, Texas, 3-1, facing off against the 1-3 Gators again tomorrow at 3:30 in Ben Hill Griffin. Texas's first trip since 1939 to Gainesville, I believe, is what I found. And the last time that they met was obviously last year. DJ Lagway was not in that game. Gators lose 49-17. Obviously, this game is going to feature two quarterbacks that were highly touted to begin this season. Both have probably failed to live up to the expectations that they had for them this year as both former five stars, with Arch Manning leading Texas and DJ Lagway leading the Gators. Probably the big matchup that you're going to want to watch is Texas's run defense versus Florida's ground attack, with especially with Jacoby Jackson out of this game. Florida averages about 123 yards rushing, but Texas only allows about 61 rush yards per game. Weather may be a factor in this one, somewhere around the 60% mark for thunderstorms, so that could certainly play a big impact into this game and certainly bring a rain coat for this game. Gators do have a number of players out of this game, with Treyon Webb, LJ McCray, Aaron Gates, Jacoby Jackson, Dijon Johnson, Caleb Banks, and Joseph Mbachu. They will get Dallas Wilson back for this game. With all that said, gentlemen, Jordan, we'll start with you. What are you looking forward to in this game?
I'm looking forward to, first and foremost, shock the world and come out with a win. I was funny. I was talking to Johnny yesterday, and I was like, you know what? This will be a typical Florida win for us, in that, like, Florida always does, like, this one big win on the season, right, when everybody kind of doubted us and they turned their backs on us, and it's like, oh, wow, gives us that little bit of hope left for the rest of the season. So also, I was kind of joking with him yesterday, saying I wouldn't be surprised if we won this game, just because the history shows us is always coming out this season with one good win. And I feel like, not looking at the schedule, this would probably be the best win we could get, just like as far as how the season been shaking out. But overall, man, I'm honestly hoping that we can come in and come back to life offensively. We owe that to the defense big, big time. So that's all I'm really focused on this game, is primarily the offense. You know, I have strong belief that the defense will do. It's going to be a little bit tougher matchup. Obviously, you're going against a good quarterback and a good offense. So I'm interested to see what they will look like. But most of my focus will be on the offensive side of the ball and seeing how they mature and how they grow.
Perfect. Before you go, Nick, I just got a text. I've got two friends selling tickets to the game tomorrow. Section D, row 8. Face value, $370 a piece if you're looking for tickets tomorrow. Nick, go ahead. You're on me.
I'm right here. Right here. I don't think either offense is playing well. I'm looking at Texas's couple running backs. CJ Baxter, I think, was doubtful for the game.
Yeah.
Two running backs on the list.
Quintravion Wisner is the other one that's questionable. Yeah. That's a hell of a name.
Longhorns averaged 31.8 points this season, but didn't look great at the shoe. Obviously, that's a really, really good Ohio State team, but just trying to find Ohio or Texas on the road. Interested to see what the Swamp looks like. I like Florida's defense. You get George Guns back. Mekhi Burrow's back. You get Brandon Bett back, I believe. So Florida's defensive line getting healthier. You know, they've had some pretty devastating injuries. And when you look at, like, a DeeDee Johnson and an Aaron Gates, guys that you wanted, needed to compete. LJ McCray hurts, but I think, you know, that's still a talented room. It's just a game when, if you're talking about a game where you think both teams are going to be good, you have to play clean football. And that's both penalties and turning the ball over. Like, Florida has to be able to play a good, clean football game to be able to win. But I still think Florida can win the game. I don't know where my pick is going to go yet. I've not decided where I'll pick as we start the show. So by the end of the show, I will figure it out, Dan.
Yeah, no, I've already made my picks. Let's see. Arch Manning on the year, 65 of 106 for 61.3 completion percentage, 888 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 3 interception, and 1 flex over a Sam Houston State defender in the end zone to let him know who was boss when he scored a rushing touchdown. His stats are a little wonky, right? Ohio State, mm-hmm. he goes 56.7 completion percentage, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 170 yards, then goes for 295 against San Jose State, and then against UTEP, only throws for 44% completion percentage. Again, not a great team, for 114 yards, and then he bounces back against Sam Houston State with an 85.7 completion percentage for 309 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, you know, what Arch Manning are you going to get in this game? I don't think that he's particularly accurate. I don't think that he has a lot of touch on the ball. He is a dual threat, you know, quote unquote quarterback. What do you guys expect? You know, obviously, I think the Florida's got a pretty good defense. They've got to figure out a way to get sacks. I think they're ranked 134th in the FBS, which, I'll be honest with you, did not know there was 134 teams now in the FBS. And there's, I think, a couple that are even behind Florida, but you got to figure out a way to impact the pocket and force him to make some throws.
Only one team with less sacks. That'd be Eastern Michigan. Eastern Incredible. Michigan has 2. Florida has 3 sacks for 4 games. Heard Gerald Chapman letting the interior defensive linemen know the sack total yesterday at practice. I think getting pressure is important, but also there's that fine line of keeping contained. Like, you don't, because you have a guy in Arch Manning or any quarterback who can run, if you are trying so hard to get to the passer to get to the quarterback that you get too far upfield, well, now you've given the quarterback a running lane. And now the quarterback's off, and you've got him, you know, potentially one-on-one in space with a linebacker or with a nickel or somebody like that. I think playing contain, which George Gumbs has done a really, really good job of, Tyreek Sapp does a good job of, I think that's important. You want to try to get some pressure from the interior, which I think was why Gerald Chapman was really getting on those guys yesterday. Love a 3:30 kick.
Yeah. Do love that. Don't love the rain potential.
Slop it up, man. Slop up the field. Slop up the game. That is music to 25's ears.
Yeah, baby. We're going to keep the run game going. I'm kind of sad Jack Cheese wouldn't be there to, you know, contribute to the run game. But I think we got a nice room of running back. So if it does mucky like that's where we will have to run the rock all game, I'm not mad at that. Considering what we've been watching for the past couple of weeks, I'm not trying to call no names out, but the run game can take us to a victory, and I don't mind that. Maybe that'll kind of help these coaches in the right direction on what we need to do moving forward. But
yeah, Waltez Clark, your backup running back in this game, the freshman Clark. I guess past Kanan Daniels there on the depth chart, with Jacoby Jackson and Treyon Webb out. Nick, does that obviously he was named, you know, the backup, but is that something that has been over the last few weeks? We've seen him maybe pass KD on the depth chart.
Yeah, that. Well, they don't release a depth chart.
I mean, there is an internal depth chart that he passed Kanan Daniels on. Yeah.
Yes. I think Duke is the best pass catcher. Okay. Also, he might be. He might be the fastest I think it's probably him or KD in terms of who is the absolute fastest, but best pass catcher, I think, easily in that group. I've seen him in the spring. He was a clear 3 behind them. Over the past probably month, really, like, since the season has started, I've really seen him kind of eating into and taking those snaps. Great kid, certainly ready to play.
Okay.
How's this kid kind of fell under the radar, but what about Byron Lewis?
I think our South Florida boy is on the road to redshirt. Injuries can happen. You know, I always try to tell people that because we do like redshirt reports after four games, and you know this as well as anybody. Like, you could go into a season with, hey, I'm planning on redshirt. Johnny Townsend was supposed to redshirt his freshman year. Like, a punter gets the yips, and all of a sudden you're burning a redshirt. So I think the plan, like, for Ben Hanks, and I think the plan for Byron Lewis is to redshirt. But injuries, if that happens, could, you know, change a plan. You'd have to get a couple more injuries. Like, Byron Lewis isn't ahead of KD. So you still got three healthy running backs before you'd have to, you know, change plans for somebody like that.
Got you.
Okay. Let's see. The Texas is rushing attack. Let me just pull that up here real quick. Sorry. It is. All right. So we talked about CJ Baxter potentially being out for this game, the Gainesville boy. But the team is led by Jarek Gibson. Also, is he the one that is from – he's not from Gainesville too, right? I know that he was committed to
CJ Baxter is from Orlando. Jarek Gibson's from Gainesville. He went to Gainesville High School. And Gibson's the one that, like
– was committed to Florida.
I think he went, like, back and forth too with his commitment. But, yes, was committed to Florida at one point.
I got confused. My apologies. So, Jarek Gibson, the Gainesville native, returns back to Gainesville to play in the Swamp, 154 yards on 35 attempts, 4.4 yards per average, one touchdown, one fumble. Arch Manning has 127 yards with five touchdowns and two fumbles. And then James Simon, 122 yards on 25 attempts. Christian Clark, 28 attempts for 116 yards. And CJ Baxter, 24 attempts for 110 yards. And Quintavian Wisner, those last two we mentioned are off of are on the injury report. He's had 16 rushes for 80 yards. So all of their running backs are averaging over 4 yards per game, but all of them are averaging less than five. Well, I guess Wisner is averaging exactly five. So definitely moving the chains, but kind of surprised there's nobody above 5 yards on this Texas team, but obviously a very deep running back room that they have.
Definitely.
And then from a receiving perspective, leading the team is Parker Livingstone, 232 yards. White Lightning. Ryan Wingo, 190 yards. DeAndre Moore, 115 yards. Then you get into tight ends. Jack Andrews, the 106 yards. Jordan Washington for 66 yards, or as my friend from Maine would call him, Jordan Washington. So if that connects with you. And then Christian Clark has 48 yards. He's a running back there. And then the list kind of goes down. 944 yards catching, 13.1 yards per reception, 9 receiving touchdowns. Pretty solid offensive line, probably one of the better that Florida's going to face. Have only allowed 2 sacks on the entire year. Florida has only had 3. How do you guys think that pass rush mounts up against Texas's offensive line?
I can say, man, it's been pretty difficult for us to kind of get to the passer.
Chris Phillips. Long Island in tow.
Yeah, that is Long Island Phillips there.
All right, Chris, you're interrupting our show here. Jordan, finish up.
Now, I was saying, I feel like the pass rush has been a problem for us over the past few weeks. I feel like the defense has been playing great, but I think that's the one thing that we've been missing out on is getting to the quarterback. I think we've affected him and that we rushed some throws and made him throw some bad balls and stuff like that. But I would love to see us get to the quarterback and get him down this weekend multiple times. I think we're fully capable of it. I feel like Manning holds the ball a lot, and he obviously believes in his legs a little bit. So we'll be able to get him out. We just got to not do any, like, 3-by-1 rushes to where it leaves a big hole for him to kind of run through. Just kind of be disciplined in your rush lanes, and we should be able to get there.
Yeah, I think for me it's so weird because of the way that Florida's season has gone. But, like, this is we were thinking, like, if Florida is 2-2 or 3-1 and Texas is where they are, you know, whether they lost to or beat Ohio State, they were probably going to win their next 3. this could have been College Game Day. It was going to be arch for a DJ. And mm-hmm. I feel like certainly we've been living in the, you know, media hype bubble deflating around DJ, but I think we're seeing a little bit of arch as well. Two tough defenses. At least DJ is home for this game. I get to go to every practice. Can't speak to what the bye week was last year. That was a big question this week right. In the media was, what did you do last year? Did you bottle it up, save any, and drink that this year on the bye week? I will say I think DJ looked better during the bye week. He's had his best week of practice this week, in my opinion. I think his confidence hasn't been shaken, so give a slight edge to DJ. And if he's healthy and he can run, you can start. I mean, I think Corey nails it, and it's something that I say all the time too. When you have a running quarterback, it's harder for defense because you have to play 11 hats on 11 hats. Mm-hmm. Florida's offense needs a spark. They need to at least show you that DJ can run. We haven't even really seen like play calls for it. You're not having to be honest if you're a defense and spy him. So I think getting Lagway involved early running the ball, whether that's option, whether that's directly called, I think that will be huge for Florida's offense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Before we get to the defensive side of the ball, please make sure you hit the retweet button and hit the like button on YouTube. It really helps us grow. On the defensive side of the ball, they are led. Let's see. Let's just kind of go through here. They have 9 sacks on the season as a defensive unit. Colin Simmons, really a fantastic player, has 2 sack, 4 QB hits, 3 QB hurries that he has. The team itself has 9 quarterback hits and 45 hurries. So that's certainly going to keep DJ, a little off balance and force him to make some quick decisions. Obviously, Florida's offense is predicated on moving the ball pretty quickly out of the pocket, usually in a swing pass or a 2-yard slant route. So hopefully that's not too big of an issue for the Gators. But if they do decide to open up the offense a little bit more and get to some balls in the second and third level in the air, then you're going to certainly have to protect. And, you know, Florida's right side of the offensive line is certainly going to be challenged as they face a pretty dominant Texas pass rush. So certainly you hope for some improvement on that right side of the line, and that will make the left side, you know, play better as well. But right now, you know, that's certainly a key to this game and a big matchup, especially if DJ Lagway is still not 100% healthy.
Yeah, man, I can agree with that, man. Obviously, we know offensive line has been a big question mark for us, especially the right side. So hopefully, man, just with more reps that they continue to get better, man. We're getting a little bit – we're in week 4 of the season now. So these guys have kind of gotten a feel for some game day reps and kind of getting used to the speed and competition getting better every week. So hopefully they can continue to improve each and every week. And I think we'll be able to do that. And maybe Lagway can get a better time in his head. Like we mentioned, he hasn't practiced since, what, April maybe? So now that he's getting these reps in and he's now 4 weeks into the season, this is kind of like halfway through the offseason at this point. And he's progressively getting better. I mean, we had a slow start last year. That was more due to him not playing at first. But now he's actually playing and getting into his groove as the season goes on. So I think he'll have a better time in his head to kind of help out the offensive line so they're not looking so bad and not feeling like he's getting rushed or getting sacked. Hopefully we'll dial up some quick pass plays and heavy run emphasis to kind of make this game go by easy.
Jordan, I want to ask you this question from Large Fry. Nick, don't worry, it's not that question. Question for Jordan, what's going on with our offensive line? Talent, scheme, ellipsis, question mark.
I will believe it's mostly having to do – I would say technique. I don't want to like call no offensive line coach, but like I'm seeing that these kids size wise are talented. So size, I've seen a few practices. The offensive line looks huge. Those guys are big. So my best guess will be technique. I'm not saying that the scheme isn't like amazing either. Obviously, we know we have some scheme and play calling issues on the offensive side of the ball. So I feel like if I was to land my head on one of them, it'll probably be technique and scheme because I feel like we probably need to scheme some things up to make it a little bit better. maybe you get the right guys pulling. Maybe it's not always your guard pulling on some run plays or something like that. Maybe you get the tackle pulling or center tackle, something like that. You using all these tight ends, maybe just pull one lineman and the tight end with it instead of trying to pull two linemen, you know. So if we can mix and match some different things and putting guys in the right position will be our best bet. I feel like this staff needs to do a good job of knowing who does what the best and try to put those guys in that position. Because, and even what one thing I also haven't seen is I feel like we don't use the running backs in a chip game. Like we're facing these great pass rushers and we're not slowing them down sometimes. So whether we're using the running back to chip them, maybe they're using the tight ends to kind of be that extra blocker, but the tight ends are usually out in route. So I think it can help this offensive line out, man. We're going a lot of six-man pro, making them feel comfortable until we're able to take a shot on the play action and kind of buy us some time.
Perfect. Nick.
Something, too, that Florida's offense, I think getting Dallas Wilson back, watching him practice last week, definitely kind of like eased into it during the bye week, been full go. I think he's in line to start on Saturday. He's just a difference maker, and I don't want to like hype him up too much and with it being his first game and maybe he doesn't have a great game, but like he's going to be an exceptional football player, just size, speed, physicality, has the right like competitiveness attitude. Getting him back should be huge for this team.
Yeah. What do you expect, Nick? And I'm not asking you to play offensive coordinator for the Gators, but how many plays do you think you might see out of Dallas Wilson tomorrow? Starter like reps, 5, 10, 15 snaps?
I think he's going to start.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think he's going to earn his first start.
Over whom?
Dallas will play the X.
Okay.
That's much easier. Like Jordan will tell you, like the X has six routes.
Yeah.
The Z is playing option routes. Your route's changing based on coverage. You've got signals. It's just a lot more you have to process and think about. And for somebody who's been hurt, hasn't been practicing, you just say like, hey buddy, you go over on that side of the field, we're calling the route and you run that route and look for the ball.
Just nines all day.
I expect we've watched this season, we've watched this offense for 4 years now. They rotate the running backs the receivers a ton, like in and out, in and out, in and out. But Dallas Wilson won't be surprised if he starts. I'm almost expecting him to start based on what I've seen, and he'll play starter reps.
I know what you've seen, Nick. I know what you've seen. Rob, Dallas Wilson is going to look great on the sideline when we go into 12 setup. That's funny. A large fry. Dan Jordan, are you embarrassed as a UF alumnus with the product that Billy's putting out there? Corey and I did a pop-up show on Wednesday for nostalgic sakes. I think that pretty much indicated how I feel. But I'm always going to, and I will tell people this all the time, I'll always be there to support the Gators. It is the school that I grew up cheering for. It is the school that I graduated from. So while embarrassing, I'm not going to let that hamper my fandom as an alumnus. I think Jordan probably feels the same way.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's why we made it through all kind of weathers, man. I know it sucks, but you always got to be with your Gators, man, through thick and thin.
That's right.
Happy one day.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's finish off here. Let's finish Texas off. You know what I mean?
Not a family show.
All right.
I'll tell you this. We went out, like I said, in office, went out to lunch. A lot of burnt orange in Gainesville.
Where'd you guys go to lunch? You guys go to that place around the corner?
We took the interns out. We went to Satchel's. We did a bunch of interns that had never been to Satchel's, so we took them to Satchel's.
They still have the van that you can sit in?
Yes.
Because I know Satchel's had a fire incident. Did the whole thing burn down years ago?
No. Oh. People were in the van. They did have a fire. Satchel's very much there. Satchel's is quintessential, like, old school Gainesville.
It sure is. I loved Satchels. It took me like 3 years to finally go to Satchels when I lived there. I think that's because it like is more expensive and I didn't have money in college. College kids have money now. College kids have big bread. Every college kid's on NIL, Jordan. I'm telling you, you go up there, you see some of these bar tabs, they're going to Cantina and Aho dropping $300. I'm like, my brothers, that's 300 singles at Balls. Nick, does Dallas Wilson pass Andy Jean's UF career totals for on Saturday? 6 catches for 97 yards. I think large strides after you today.
That would be an unreal day, but like, yeah, I think DJ and Dallas have a good chemistry.
Spencer, hot take: Satchel's pizza stinks.
So I'll tell you this: I didn't order the deep dish. I literally have only had Satchel's twice before today. Both times I had deep dish. They have like a lunch special, so it's a slice and their salad. Their salad's fire. They have a great salad, and it was a thin crust, like New York style slice. Delicious. So if you go to Satchel's, my mind is completely changed about Satchel's. I don't like their deep dish. They're a single slice, regular New York style. Good. It was very good today.
I miss Leonardo's. I'll be honest with you. I miss Leonardo's a lot.
Andy G's right. In Arkansas.
Arkansas, huh?
Arkansas.
Bro, David Reese, who might have been in Jordan's recruiting class, linebacker, still playing in the league. Still playing.
What is it, year 9 or 8?
He's on PhD 3, Jordan.
He was at Florida for 5 years and then went to Cal for 2 and is now at Syracuse.
That's crazy. When I saw him transfer to Syracuse, I was like, bro, what are you doing exactly? Like, what's going on?
My guy, go use one of those 3 degrees you've gotten and get a job.
Yeah, it's time.
No, that's a joke. Like, listen, you're still getting to play a kid's game. Probably getting paid to play
I mean, he's figured out a way.
The crazy thing is, he's such a freak of nature. Like, if you ever saw him in person, that kid is huge.
Massive.
I don't know. I think, honestly, he's just in the right position. I feel like he's a little bit too stiff to play stand-up linebacker. And
too small to play edge.
Exactly. He's not too small, literally, because he's huge, but like too small in that, like defending the run isn't well for him. He's kind of out of place sometimes. Like, it gets tough for him. So
he's a very big Mike linebacker.
Yes.
You can't move like a Mike linebacker.
Yeah, the feet just aren't there. And like, we used to always just joke him and be like, yeah, man, your hand belongs in the dirt. Like, but like, it's true. He was such a freak of nature, man. We felt like we had to kind of use him somewhere, but obviously it didn't work out.
All right. Texas 4.
Blue Highway. Hold on real quick. We're
talking pizza.
Best pizza in Gainesville, in my humble opinion.
For real? I never had it. Wow.
Where is it?
Over in Tioga.
Okay. All right.
What's that taco spot I used to like? Oh, man.
Cilantro. Sublime.
Yeah, boy. That's cilantro taco.
Yeah.
This is where we are. We're done food for vibes.
Those are the vibe. Let's see. Let's get back. Let's finish up with Texas here. 6 PBUs on the season, 4 interceptions. Those interceptions come from Jelani McDonald Grayson. It's a funny way to spell Grayson. Littleton, it's Grace, S-O-N. Sometimes we take things through. Grayson. And then Jalon Guillebeau. This game will feature former Florida commit Xavier Filasame if he is playing. I know that he's on the injury report, but he will be back. Not much on the year, only played 14 snaps, but who knows? All right, guys. And so that's kind of where we're at as we head into the game. Texas is, I believe, 7.5 point favorites. I know it's gone between 6.5 and 7.5. Let me pull up the old HRB app. No free advertising on here. And I hate the fact that they have a monopoly on our sports betting in the state of Florida. And I want nothing more for the Seminole Indians to finally become conquered. Let's see. What do we have here?
Minus four.
Minus four. Yo. What do you think is the reason that is? Weather?
Yeah,
I mean, over under 42.5. Outright winner, -220 for Texas, +170 for the Gators.
Yeah, I think weather could be a factor, especially if you look at Texas. If you're out your top two running backs or two of your top three running backs in a game where you might need to lean on the running game, that could play a factor. I don't know. When the swamp is rocking, and I don't know what, I hope it's a good environment. I see people, I think I was on a show and they asked me about this. Like, you only get six opportunities, whether you like what the product on the field is, whether you agree with the head coach or the athletic director. It's like you said, Dan, like went to Florida. I'm a Florida fan. Like, you only get six opportunities a year to go and watch a game at home.
Absolutely. And a lot of people only get like one or two a year, right?
Yeah, like me, I'm lucky. I go to every game. It's expensive to do it. If you've got kids, it's hard to do to travel, hotel, gas, flights, whatever the case may be for you. It's like I'm not with the, and it's probably just people on Twitter saying it, but like, no one go to the game. That'll show them.
The game's already sold out, brothers. Like, the only thing that you're hurting is the concession stand fundraisers that they do. That's the only thing that you're really hurting. By the way, can you talk about how egregious it is for like a $24 high noon?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I know another press box. Yeah. You guys get free food, not free alcohol. And don't worry, in 2 weeks, I won't have to worry about it. It'll be in the president's box. Me and Dr. Landry chumming it up. I've got a few ideas to, about the future of the University of Florida. So I'm excited for that. All right. Other news, other food news. PDQ closed.
Right there,
Nick. Yeah, that PDQ closed. Yeah, Tebow backed PDQ. I remember they're like, right, Tim Tebow opens restaurant in Gainesville. I click on the article and it's a PDQ. We're like, what the heck? Come on. Spencer, that wasn't a subtle flex. That was an outward flex. I wanted everybody to know that I would be there. All right, guys, let's do a quick little over under as we always do. DJ Lagway, 225 yards passing. Nick.
I missed the show 2 weeks ago while I was driving.
You did. Over.
So I got money to spend. Over.
I'm going under.
Yeah, George, I'm going under. I mean, we've been talking about the rain. And you think DJ Lagway is going to be spinning it through the rain? I mean, he might spin it through the rain. I can see some dropperooskies happening. With Jacoby Jackson out. Guys, I mean, this is the chance to run the damn ball. You know what I mean? Are we going to get over 15 rushes with Jaden Ball in this game? Nick?
No. No, under.
I mean, there's going to be a riot. I'm telling you. I mean, people are going to storm the field.
Right.
In a loss, people are going to storm the field.
I'm going over though, man. I think they rely on him heavy. They feed him heavy. I feel like he's the most physical runner we have, especially with Jack Cheese being out. So it's going to be a physical game, and you don't want to put one of those cats that weigh 204 pounds in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really Florida's only big back, right? Yeah. I mean, Kanan Daniels and Duke Clark are not. They're more scat backs, is the phrase that I'll use. I don't think that's the appropriate use, but they're smaller. In stature. So I think this is the game that Jaden Ball does get more. If it is a game that is, decided in the rain and in the weather, and if Florida has 70 some odd snaps in a game, I would certainly hope that you'd give your best and most consistent playmaker this year more than 15. I'm going to choose over, but knowing what I know, it's probably most certainly going to be under. We probably should say, is Waltez Clark going to get 31 carries or more, and it's going to be over. All right, over, under 42.5. Nick?
Under. I'm on the under.
I'm on the under too. Jordan.
What is his total offense?
42.5 points over under.
I'm bugging. I'm gonna go. Dang. Under, I guess. Yeah, I'm riding with the under. I feel like defense is great. Our defense has been playing great.
Two good defenses.
Yeah.
Princely's running through the tunnel looking for Billy. If bought, I think that's 15 carries. That was good, Brandon. I'll see you at your tailgate.
Yeah, he's running by me too.
The Panthers? That's who he plays for, right?
Yeah.
Interceptions. Gators force Arch Manning to throw one or more interceptions. I'm going to say yes.
Go ahead, Jordan.
He's got three on the year, Nick.
I'm going to say yes. I think we get an interception tonight. Tomorrow evening. I feel like the defense has been playing great, and I feel like we're slowly climbing back to our DBU status. Mm-hmm. Game by game. I'm speaking into existence right now.
Gators get Jamrock Grimsley back in this game. You know him as Jameer Grimsley, but everybody else knows him as Jamrock Grimsley.
Why does everyone keep saying it? That's like the third person that's mentioned him.
Because he's back this week.
Okay.
Nick, you can be a hater. I mean, I'm just letting you know what the internet said is Jamrock Grimsley is back this week. I'm just making an announcement. Do I think he'll play? I don't know. I'm not at practice. Based on your reaction, guys, probably don't expect Jamrock Grimsley to get a ton of snaps.
It's probably playing just as much snaps as me.
Maybe special teams guy. He's going to be the 12th guy on special teams. And Nick, we got over, under, Arch Manning throws one interception.
You got to make it a half. It can't just be one because then it's easy.
No, it can be one or more. Right. I'm not hard rock.
Over. No, you made your stance against the brave Seminole tribe of Florida very clear. Over. Florida's got only has two on the year, but they both have come in consecutive weeks. I'll go, one sounds good. Two sounds better.
Will the Gators get more than one sack in this game? More than 1.5 sacks?
Under.
Dang.
I'm selling until I see it, Jordan. I'm doubting until I see it.
That's real. I'm going to go over, man. I want my boy Sapp to get one. So that's draft stock can go up a little bit. Hopefully Big Sack can get two of them things. If we're being nice, come on.
Give me two biscuits with that.
Maybe. But yeah, I'm taking over. Hopefully we'll be able to affect them. I feel like that's the only way we have a real chance of winning is getting to that quarterback.
Mike Harrell said three sacks in the first half. That's
let him have it, Mike.
Let's matching the career, the season total in one half. That'd be a heck of a game. It's sad when you said it'll be the 12th guy on special teams, and I actually laughed. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we just do these days at ourselves. And fun fact, the Seminole Indian tribe is valued at $12 billion with a B dollars. Thanks for the fun fact, Large Fry. You've been a very important contributor to today's show.
Bro, I mean, they built a glass hotel shaped like a guitar. I think they're doing fine.
Yeah, they're doing all right. Let's see here. I went under, of course. DJ Lagway throws an interception or more. I'm over. I'm over till I'm not. I'm over till I see something different.
Oh man, I think I'm gonna go with you here, man. I say we run the ball heavy and we don't put so much on his plate to force him to throw an interception. And guys, he's like 3 weeks in now, so this is technically like he's just about to start training camp, so he's a little more sharper now.
Okay, all right, Jordan, I like that. I like your enthusiasm there. That
really I'm riding with Jordan, riding the positivity wave. I'm with Jordan, hating that staying up in his penthouse.
hating that fan. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, the roles have reversed a little bit, you know? One job change in one season, and all of a sudden
they've got me in the logo, Dan.
That's right. They got you in a logo. If they have any other free merch, I would love to take some. I got some comments about my purple porpoise shirt that I wore the other day in my building. Somebody's like, I didn't know that they still made merchandise for it. I'm like, they do, but they don't. This is a one-on-one here.
All right.
I know a guy. All right. Do the Gators cover? What do we say, Nick? 4.5 or 3.5?
-4.5.
Yeah. Did the Gators cover +4.5?
Yes. Nick?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Jordan.
Dan. We got a meme, Dan.
No.
Licking his lips and writing in his little notebook.
This is just so we can do some mid-year numbers here. Jordan, Gators cover? No.
No, no cover.
Yeah, same.
Because Jordan says that right. Money line.
Well, if they hit the money line, Nick, then they would cover because they're underdogs in this game. Do the Gators outright win? Nick, you're going to go last. I'm going to go no, obviously. Jordan is going to go no because theoretically he can't. And positive ass Nick, what do you got?
I've got some post-game content that I would love to release. I've not been able to release post-game content, so I'm picking for myself.
Yes.
Yes, Florida wins the game, and I get to release the content that I've been working on all week. Or I delete it, and we keep moving forward.
Check. All right, guys. Well, that is the end of the show today. We'll wrap up with that. Obviously, again, the game tomorrow is at 3:30. If you're going to go, please be prepared that it might be thunderstorming in the game. So that's ripe for potential delays and certainly a wet atmosphere. So make sure that you are potentially prepared for that. Otherwise, it's going to be a great game. First time Texas has been here, I think, as I said, since 1939. Gainesville will be humming. Gainesville will be bopping. And would love to meet some of you guys. So as always,
if you see Dan, wait for him to go to the restroom. That's really when he has the best time and most time to speak with you. Loves to meet you all. Anyone that listens to the show, Dan will take several bathroom breaks throughout Saturday. Find him in a restroom.
please don't. Whatever. That's fine. That's fine. You know, I'll see you there. Other than that, guys, we appreciate you getting to hang. Or we appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. We'll let you guys run. I know Nick was just talking about listening to the new Taylor Swift album, so we want to make sure that he gets a couple spins there. For everybody here at Stadium and Gale, Nick, tell Chris we said hello, and we'll see you guys on Monday. As always, go Gators.